Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
This is real radio.
On 670 The Score.
As real as we can make it, Mac and Parkin's off and running on, I'm pretty sure this is Thursday.
Yes, it is Thursday. Probably feels closer to Friday for you after not sleeping overnight. I assume you didn't sleep while you were here with Les. It's not a midnight job. You can, you know, if you have in a factory, you can close the door and just nap for an hour in some jobs. I had one of those once when I was 18, but you couldn't do that with Les.
No,
not that you'd want to. Thrill a minute, I'm certain.
Oh, I don't know about all that. It was interesting, though. It was a different side of the industry, Mac,
yep.
And that man is an institution. So, yeah, a few yawns, but this beats real work.
No question.
You know what I mean? The closest.
That's why I wanted to get into it.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I don't want to work with anything. Are you kidding? Just flap my gums.
And I mean real work, both in the like physical manual labor sense that you're talking about. The closest I ever had to that was caddying in the hot sun and double bagging and stuff like, you know what I mean? I was certainly not built for that.
You couldn't have handled Chervik's bag, huh?
No.
We got in here rocks.
God, some of the women up on the North Shore that would play a 6-hour round to shoot a 130, but they had a PGA Tour Pro bag for their 7 and 9 woods.
That's a peach, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Golly, I'm hot today.
Exactly. Oh, my God. And then thank you for the smallest tip of the summer. But just, you know, jobs like my parents had. You know, you up at 4 in the morning, home at 6 at night, suit and tie every day. I love not really working.
Yeah. We don't dress for success here. We don't,
no.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
No. Good. When I saw Haw this morning, actually.
Is he dressed nice?
He's dressed fine, but he remarked, he's like, oh, last couple times I've seen you, you've looked pretty, and he just made a gesture towards his face. I'm like, yes, I've decided to shave after a month, David. Thank you very much.
That was a good call on your part.
Yeah, I had a rodent growing on my neck.
So you did.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, like people kept texting. People who were watching on the Facebook stream saying, Parkins, you wash your neck. It looked like dirt.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I don't know why my wife liked it.
Yeah, it's like rushing attempts, though. You know, you only got about 1.2 yards per carry with that facial hair, but. You wore down the defense for a month.
I tried to.
Sort of.
It was just so. So pathetic. Like when I shaved, I took a picture of me with like whatever was left of the mustache. I shaved everything just to see how creepy it looked.
Yeah.
And it was as creepy as you would imagine that it was.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Probably the worst I've ever looked, which is saying something. There's a long list.
Where do we start with your overnight experience? Where would you like to begin? Because I have a bunch of questions, but I'm sure Shep and Tanny have some also. But where do we begin?
Well, I mean, do you want me to start with a great announcement?
Whatever you want to do. Great announcement?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a surprise that Les promised me that I think is going to be pretty exciting for all involved. I didn't tell you guys about this in the meeting. Tanny, I don't know if you have it in the audio. I apologize. No.
Is Les coming to Arizona to show us his colossal?
Don't worry about it. Hold on a second. Sorry, Tanny. Listen.
Oh, he texted you a picture of it.
No, Tanny texted me a... I think you've got...
What the hell is going on right now?
All right, my bad. Listen, I'm a little delirious.
Not a particularly good way to start.
I'm going
to
be off my game a little bit today. Tanny, I believe you have the audio of what Les said he will be willing to do for this show next week in studio. You have it. It's 5 down from the bottom. I don't want to give it away. I'd love to hear it on the air if possible. But that's my bad. I should have told you. I didn't know we were going to start here. A point of thought. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's already to keep surprises from Shep and from me. But
I know,
if Chris
idiot.
Has to play sound, he needs to be in on the surprise.
It usually helps. Guess what Les is going to do in studio for us.
Les?
He's going to get his ass kicked in Sports Jeopardy again, this time by 10,000 points.
No, how about this? Les is going to do Can't Do It next week.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So my bad on not setting up the audio correctly or even remembering if we had the audio. But is that not a good surprise? That pays off pretty well. Les is going to come in studio and do Can't Do It.
Okay.
I feel like people would like to know.
I have questions.
That's what I'm saying. And I didn't get to some of your questions. I got to others.
But I already know one of the answers, though.
Well,
how did you get four women to say I do?
There you go. That's it. Well, yeah,
that answer comes with a video aid.
He gave me marital advice last night. That came up on the show.
Did you ask for the advice or did he just offer it freely?
I asked because
did you ask him?
I asked, what's your advice? Because he's with his current partner. They've been together for 18 years, I want to say, he said. And so,
Kathy?
Well, his 3 years as coach were like my marital status. Three up, three down, no runs, no hits, three errors, and fortunately, nobody left.
Wow, that's a good line. You've been married three times?
Yep.
Wow.
One of which is deceased, the other two I'm still friendly with.
Good for you.
Best
and
way to be.
One of them is the mom of my son. So, I mean, what can I tell you? And Kathy and I have been together 18 years now, and we're not married. And my sister always says to me, why ruin a good thing by getting married?
So I'm coming up on 2 years, March 4th of marriage. Any advice?
Just keep doing it right. Give your wife a hug every single day before and when you wake up in the morning before you go to bed. Just hug her every single day. And
that's
mean
beautiful.
It. And mean it.
Oh, meaningful hug. That's a lot.
No, it's not a
I'm
lot.
Kidding.
It's,
I'm kidding.
It's absolutely serious. Trust me on that. And the marital status, it's something I truly believe in, if it's done the right way. My sister and her husband have been married since the early 80s. They've done it right. I know a lot of other people that have done it the right way, and I have nothing but admiration for them.
That's beautiful.
I think it's wonderful.
Does he have a cold?
Yes, I believe he had a cold.
Okay.
Yeah, people were.
That didn't sound like Les. It's like the tape of the early 90s stuff. People were all getting our squeezed.
When
did I sound like this? I don't remember sounding like Geddy Lee.
Les is all of a sudden on the tape with you and Terry talking about Murph showering up with the 69 Cubs.
Exactly. This is transportation. But so we talked marital advice, and he's going to come in for Can't Do It.
Yeah.
I think this Wednesday, 4 p.m., assuming you guys are on board with that. I was just making offers last night.
I can picture you all in the shower soaping up and singing, and then someone said, hey, we got to get this thing down on vinyl, huh?
You get your thing down on vinyl.
That actually is something he said in there that speaks to me, and I think it eludes a lot of people, and that is when a man and woman go their own ways, but there are children involved, it's really, really healthy for those children. It is imperative for those children to not be subjected to one of the two or both, asking them to choose sides or disparaging the other. That's critical. And the fact that he can remain friends is very, very good. And I'm lucky to have the same type of relationship with the mother of my three sons, who I refuse to call an ex. She's my son's mother.
Of course. I meant it. I thought it was
good.
Genuinely cool advice.
Yeah, good. But I would put an asterisk on his advice. Go ahead and fake the hug if you need to. Even if you don't mean it. No, mean it. Everything's so literal. There's no gray area with Grobstein, is there?
No.
This side or the other.
That is correct.
No wiggle room.
A lot of binary stuff. But we'll get to stuff as we go throughout the day. I'm sure Tanny will be sprinkling a bunch of it in. We did address Urlacher and Danielle Manning.
Oh, good.
We talked pot. We talked millenniums or millennials, depending on how you define our generation, and much, much, much more. So you'll hear it as we go. And the full 6 hours are available on podcast. Les Grobstein's got a Facebook page and feed of his own at 670thescore.com if you want to check it out. This hour is brought to you by Family Hyundai. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Do you despise the wave more or less than you despise the concept of Pluto being a planet?
We all know Pluto is a planet. That thing about it being a baby planet and all the rest of that stuff. And people say that I don't like the NASA people. Nobody's a bigger NASA fan than me. When I was in grade school,
Neil Armstrong?
I met Neil Armstrong when he was alive.
Best time to meet him.
Yes, it is. It's like, well, then that makes you the biggest NASA fan in the game.
Now, that wasn't Neil Armstrong, who was the astronaut he met, not the guy with the unnecessary second L in Neil, who was the Bears head coach for 3 years.
We then ended up talking about that. He met both.
Oh, I'm sure he had yeah. Neil Armstrong stories.
Yes.
And then Jack Pardee came. Oh, boy, here we go. My quarter in the jukebox, and I get 10 songs for free.
It was, man, I was trying to take notes as it was going, and then I was live tweeting it and recapping the hours so that I could just remember it. So you can go to my Twitter page at Danny Parkins, and it's all there.
But I need a whiteboard, the background of his feelings on NASA. I have no history of
Les had a famous rant when there was the story in the news cycle about they were taking Pluto out of our solar system and it was going to be dropped and declassified as a planet.
Yeah.
Not happy.
He was having none of that.
No, Pluto is a planet in Les Grobstein's solar system. And so
it's only one that matters to him.
Absolutely. And so it just felt like an appropriate thing to bring up. It's one of my favorite.
I believe in Pluto as a planet. I happen to think it exists out there.
Yeah.
No, it's questioning its existence.
Correct. That whole thing, that part is one of my favorite pieces of Les audio that I've ever heard. And so I just loved it so much. So
open mouth say things.
Exactly. So that was on my list of things to bring up to him, and we got there.
That's fantastic.
It was great.
Oh, God.
And then then we ended up talking about the Challenger. Because I also like talking with, you know, old people like you and Les about all the different lifetime events that you've lived through and all that sort of thing. So we talked a little JFK, a little Challenger, a little Dr. King assassination. Yeah. We talked about a lot of stuff.
I like learning from people who experienced more than I have as well. I don't remember. I was two when President Kennedy was assassinated. But one of my first memories of life is the following year in 64. The first anniversary news coverage. I was a tick more than 3 years old, but I remember my parents and my grandparents huddled around the TV watching 1 year later the effects of the country. Les is something else. What's his Neil Armstrong story? Just quickly, what was
the 815 texter says? Pluto isn't a planet, saying Keith. Yes, it is, Keith. Bite the big one.
Wow, he gets
so mad.
Well, if I had one, I'd use that phrase all the time, too.
You know what, Mac? I was so comfortable with him, and we had such a great time, and I still couldn't bring it
you
to...
You couldn't pull the trigger on asking him about his man route?
I'll give myself a 9 out of 10 for the experience, but that's why it couldn't be a perfect 10 out of 10. I failed. I couldn't ask him about Little Les. I don't know.
It's not so little.
I know.
I feel lucky in that capacity. I don't know how it happened to be this way. Maybe it was being in locker rooms, but I have no problem when I hear a story like that. At a charity golf outing, I was walking with Sherry back toward the clubhouse. And guess who's walking to his car after the golf outing? Former Bears linebacker Otis Wilson.
Yep.
And I've said to Otis before, I said, I don't know how I missed it because it was so legendary, but I never... And as we were approaching, I said, "Sure, I'm going to ask him a second time if I can get a peek. Come on, you want to get a peek? You're crazy. You are crazy, McNeil. Come on, Otis. Come on. Just do a Milton Berle and take out enough to show us you can win."
I didn't want to insult him or embarrass him, but then maybe it's obviously something that you'd be proud of. I couldn't do it.
I was thinking about it. In private parts. That's a stereotype I'd love to have.
Yeah, listen. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I still haven't asked. 4 o'clock in the morning, I still haven't asked. And it never happened. I apologize. Okay. Well, it's good fodder for can't do it.
Yeah.
That was my
consolation. That's true.
That's how I justified it to myself.
How old were you when you realized you were different from the other boys?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I was thinking maybe I could...
Three.
I could foist that onto the audience. Got it to come in studio, and this is one of your skill set, right? We both have different skill sets. You can get Les to tell the full story.
Yeah. Guys like talking about it usually. Those in possession of said gear.
Well, that's probably my problem.
Yeah. Say, you know, you've ever heard of Fred Cato? He was the Bears' answer to Chip Schaefer. He was the Bears' trainer for 3 decades or so. And he also... to my knowledge, was the only trainer in NFL history who, after games, would walk around the locker room pantsless.
Wow.
shortsless.
Yeah.
And it was obvious why he chose to walk around the locker
Nothing
room with
died.
All those muscular, large men. Yeah, yeah. Doug Buffon said we'd go back in the shower, Freddie's walking around. We can't let anybody see the terrible disparity here.
Yeah, I mean, that's just busting myths and stereotypes all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, well,
right.
Okay.
Little Freddie Cato.
So that's, you know, it's an opportunity for you to get the full story. All of the follow-ups to your heart's content when Les is on Can't Do It.
Les, to me, was always very generous with his time. I trust you got that impression about him as
He
well.
Told me very glowing stories about you. Said to ask you about
a restaurant in Detroit.
Steakhouse in Detroit.
Yes. The 1940 Chop House.
That's what
it was. I had no dough and I had no credit cards when I was producing Chet's show. I'd been belly up financially and I'm making $21.5 in 1988-89. So I took as much cash with me as I had on the road and hope a hotel would let me check in. One time they didn't, and Les had to swipe a card for me.
That's
in
awesome.
St. Louis at a Blackhawks playoff game. He had plans for that evening, or I could have stayed in his room. Then I could have found out firsthand. But,
of course.
We chopped it up at the 1940 Chop House in Detroit after the Red Wings popped the Hawks in a playoff game many years ago.
Yeah, he was glowing in talking about stories from you guys from the 80s and the 90s. He mentioned, of course, the Bulls trips in the 90s. So, yeah, it was very cool.
Danny, he's the only guy left I can say – when I knew what I wanted to do, I was listening to him. He's the only guy left who's alive who, when I was just first starting to say, yeah, sports writing, sports broadcasting is going to be for me, in grade school, Les was on the radio. So the fact that I've been able to work with him all these years and hang out with him on the road to some degree has always been special for me.
Yeah, and I know that we make fun or poke fun and all that.
And he deserves all of it.
Sure, but he also can take it. He's been around all of the Chicago radio legends and people who would dish it out, he says, way harder than anyone does now. And he's confident in himself and established and knows what it is and knows it's part of the game. Some people in our business can take a joke. Some people in our business can't. Les Grobstein can take a joke. He's totally comfortable with it. It was great.
Sounds like a Can't Do It follow-up waiting in there.
Well, you know, I'm just saying. There's
planting seeds 7 days in advance, six days out.
That's the game, right? The game is you listen to the show and maybe you ask follow-up questions.
There were a few good questions on yesterday's version of it.
Yeah, I thought it was solid.
Yeah.
I think that it's also fun to spice the game up. We haven't had a guest
participant
in Can't Do It, I don't think, since you and I have done the show.
I think you're right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow, okay. Because Grody would be great. He'd be fantastic at it. And I think because I did it with Mitch, with me and Spiegel, but yeah, Les will be the first guest Can't Do It participant.
Excellent.
of the McNeil and Parkin show.
And I have not asked the big boss Jimmy DeCastro if he would be willing to do Can't Do It, as was suggested by one of our callers a few weeks ago. I will ask him very soon when he would like to do that, and we'll pencil him in for number two after we ask Les all those Can't Do It questions.
Perfect.
Jimmy would do it.
I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I think Can't Do It, and then maybe follow up and you and I get to talk to him and talk about history of this station and radio and all of that.
Yeah.
He's got a hell of a story to tell in this
no
market.
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay.
And his hobby of collecting frequent flyer miles.
Oh.
An amazing hobby, as it turns out.
An amazing hobby. He said so casually, I thought I was like, man, I'm hosting with Mac again. He said that he'd been to Hawaii 11 times. Just so casually, I'm like, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Couple times for work. He did a Pro Bowl and a couple of college basketball games, and then the rest of the time for pleasure, including that's where he was when I filled in for him in July of 2016.
You're going to get to Hawaii someday. I hope we all get there if the Pro Bowl ever moves back and we're still doing this thing when it gets back to where it should be. I would love to have that work week on the island of Oahu, Waikiki Beach, and it is just – You've had a taste of Radio Row at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, only once.
Where, you know, publicists are parading NFL stars past and present. There's celebrities all over the place. It's fish in a barrel for guest opportunities. The Pro Bowl is the same thing with one exception. When you're broadcasting right on Waikiki Beach, there's no competition for guests. There's Bruce Smith sitting with an umbrella drink. Hey, Bruce, got 10 minutes? Come on over here.
Right, what else are you doing?
It was remarkable, just one after another.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we can justify that trip.
Let's do it. I would love to see us justify the trip. We got to just survive Arizona first. Score,
that's going to be tricky.
That's the first step.
Yeah,
surviving is going to be tricky.
I think just thriving.
I don't think surviving. It's a crew. I think everyone gets along fair enough, right?
It's going to be great.
I mean, the condition we're leaving the house in.
We just got to justify the expense.
Well, you just leave a mess for someone else to clean up. That'll all be fine.
I'm last there. I'll hand if there are
like
any.
Like I said, Danny and I will leave a mess for someone else to clean up.
If there's any broken things or messes on carpets or anything like that, I'll make sure it all gets done because I'm staying until Sunday morning there.
I think we will be fine. Two pieces of quick football news to pass along. It is official. The Bears have announced they've cut Deion Sims, freeing up about $6 million more in cap space. And something that could be relevant to the market for Bears nickel cornerback Bryce Callahan, Tavon Young just set the market on an average annual basis for nickel cornerbacks, getting a 3-year, $25 million deal with the Ravens.
Wow, he shall be Tavon for a nice price. That's good for him.
Yeah, so
that's good to see that position evolve into something that general managers are valuing because it's key in this NFL.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how Ryan Pace handles the Adrian Amos, Bryce Callahan situation with the delicate cap spot that the Bears find themselves in. Plenty of Zion talk, Hawks talk, Sox talk, and more audio throughout the day from my overnight experience with the institution that is Les Grobstein. It's Mack and Park. It's on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.